Hey, is this thing on?
Hello? Anyone there?
I think I hit the big red button, so I think we're recording. It's been a while. I don't really remember the workflows of how to do this.
It's been so long.
We're back.
We're back.
A dinosaur story.
You ever seen that movie? No.
Anytime someone says we're back, it's like this obscure, stupid animated
2000s.
Movie, like early 90s or something.
We're back.
A dinosaur story. Anyway, we're back with the Money Pit. Because the reason we have not been on for so long is because we've been in, much
in
like
our own money pit.
In this movie, we've been stuck in the money pit. We bought a house.
We bought a house. This movie's very relatable.
So we apologize. All the popping into movies.
The fanatics.
We call them the colonels.
The colonel?
Yeah. We're sorry it's been so long, but we finally have a room. The computer's set up. The microphones are here. We can record a podcast.
Our weekends aren't slogged with the many,
yes.
many houses.
Well, every other weekend, maybe, but...
Yeah, but we could squeeze it in now.
We can squeeze in time.
Yeah.
Movies and podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited to be back, and we thought it would be fun to come back with a very appropriate and thematic movie for our lives, The Money Pit.
Yes. As suggested by my Uncle Ray.
Yes.
So thank you for that.
I don't think this is a popular movie. Like, I don't hear people...
Really?
Like, that phrase, money pit, is thrown around for houses, but I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard someone talk about this movie.
Yes. I guess it's kind of just like a specific, like, if you're talking about house repairs, this is the movie you would think of.
Not a lot of movies. This is a prime, like, relatable situation for comedies. I'm almost surprised there aren't more house renovation comedies out there.
That is surprising.
You know, everyone goes through it. So it's like...
Almost everyone, let's say.
The apartment dwellers, yeah.
They don't have to.
They get a little bone in the beginning of this. There's some apartment humor.
Yes.
Even more relatable.
There's no apartments now. In New York City.
Yeah. That's even more true now.
It is.
So this was released in 1986, starring a young Tom Hanks.
Yeah, you said you were surprised
really
at young
get
Tom
thrown
Hanks.
Off. I'm so used to, like, gray Tom Hanks. Post Forrest Gump Tom Hanks. So anything like before, like, what, 94?
Sure.
I don't know. It just like...
He looks different.
He looks so different. I'm not used to it.
Much
not my Tom Hanks. So I have
hashtag
to
not my Tom Hanks. And Shelley Long, who hasn't been in stuff very recently, but it makes sense. She's like 76 right now, so...
I don't know who Shelley Long is.
You've never seen her before?
Yeah. Well, like, what is her standout thing?
Cheers. She's the main character in Cheers.
Like, I watched Cheers.
Yeah. Like, you'd think you'd see her face, though. She's also, most recently, she played Claire's mom in Modern Family. I know you watch so much Modern Family.
You're losing me. You're losing me with every sitcom that she's in.
Well, what I really need to show you, I know you have not seen, is Troop Beverly Hills. That is a sleepover classic movie. Yes. That's a very 80s Girl Scout type movie.
Well, I'm going to be honest. After this movie, I'm not really excited to see her in more stuff.
Oh,
I thought she was
gosh.
Really kind of flat throughout the whole movie. Like, Tom Hanks is really pulling the wagon of this movie, I feel like.
I don't think you can discredit her. I feel like that's just how she is. You should watch her in other things.
That's how she is? She's a bad actor?
No!
That is what she is?
I don't think she's a bad actress. I feel like she comes at it from a different place. Like, maybe, like, comedy is not her thing, but yet she's in so many comedy things, she doesn't do serious acting. I don't know.
So, the premise of this movie, Tom Hanks and Molly Lang?
Shelley Long?
God, dyslexia. Shelley Long.
Anna and Walter.
Anna and Walter in the movie are this couple. Anna is like a violin player in a symphony who broke up with this like Fabio-looking conductor guy.
Yeah.
Is he famous? Was that a famous
I looked
guy?
It up. He's in Die Hard.
I don't know.
Just not super famous.
European villain.
I guess.
Die Hard. So they got together. Anna had divorced this guy and got together with Tom Hanks' character, Walter. And I guess they've just been slumming it in their apartment after they broke up. Like, they've just kind of been crashing there.
She said he gave her a year.
Oh, was that actually, like, a time frame?
That's what he said.
Hmm.
He's like, your year's up.
And so they get kicked out of the ex-husband's apartment and are forced to buy a house. That's kind of, like, the main premise of the movie.
Right. They're looking for an apartment, can't find an apartment. their realtor or whatever has a heart attack randomly.
You know, it's funny that I feel like the process of them buying this house is very appropriate for like the housing market right now.
Like how it is. Like you're like, just kind of like,
you're going to buy it cash. You're not going to get an inspection. Like you're going to get what you get and live with it.
Yeah, it feels like right now.
So I think we kind of felt that way. I think like, you know,
very our rushed.
Rush, you know, our apartment was running out and it's like, we have to buy a house. We have to do something.
Yeah, like we toured this house on a Thursday and then the offer was in by Sunday.
Yeah.
Because that's how it was. And there were like 10 offers we were competing against.
Yeah. We did get an inspection though. I don't think we fell into as much of a trap as these characters did.
Yeah. They were, I don't know, not thinking at all when they got this house.
Yeah.
But they were charmed by the former owner, Estelle, who is...
She seems like a character actress.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen her face before. I haven't looked her up. I didn't really know her from anything, but she's been around.
Yeah. So they kind of get scammed into buying this house by this old lady. It's like, woe is me. I need
my husband was arrested for being...
Don't go into the bathroom. It's private. And it's actually just the bathroom is like... There's a water, right? That's why she was trying to keep him out of that room.
I wasn't thinking about that.
Like, there's a lot of cute little, like, hints of like her trying to keep them away from stuff in the house so that they didn't realize.
Mm, yeah.
That was a
not too much though. No. I mean, the stairs literally fell apart, so how did she keep them together? Yeah, for them, I don't know.
It is a funny twist at the end, spoiler warning for the Money Pit, that they kind of like do the same like scam to Tom Hanks' father, which is kind of funny.
I don't know. Is it a scam? It was just a coincidence.
I think it's implied that.
Well, she mentioned, like, if she's telling the truth, like, they met in South America. He was being arrested by whatever the Israeli government because he was a Nazi. So they probably escaped to South America again. And maybe they're just selling that house they had down there to his father, ironically.
They've been doing it for decades. They've been running a scam long time. So before we get too much into the movie, why don't you tell us what home renovation inspired popcorn you came up with?
Well, there's actually popcorn in this movie. Crazy enough.
We should keep a catalog of every movie we
that
see
actually
that has confirmed popcorn sightings in it.
That's a good idea. We should. All right, this is
on there.
This is on there. Yep, that's part of that electrical fire. They were making a turkey dinner and popcorn and margaritas in the blender, and that all blew up. So popcorn's already in the movie, and popcorn ceilings is a thing that a lot of people have to do in their renovations, get rid of those.
Not hot anymore.
No, and very hard to get rid of from what I've heard. So luckily that was not in our house, but this popcorn is popcorn ceiling popcorn. And so I made it with marshmallow and white chocolate and a little bit of burnt popcorn, which just makes sense.
Inspired by the scene.
The scene of exploding burnt popcorn. Yeah.
And actually, I like a little burnt, like at the bottom of a, you know,
just
bag.
Just slightly.
Popping, you know, get a little like burnt. It's kind of like charred almost. Charred popcorn.
But you only need like one or two of those pieces. If it's any more.
Yeah. It could turn people
on.
You could leave it out. If you think burnt popcorn.
Of course. This is an aesthetic for Instagram. Yeah. Yeah. Don't burn your popcorn.
Yeah.
That's cancerous. Yeah.
I like it. This kind of was a throwback. We've done marshmallow popcorn before.
Yeah, we've done marshmallow and we've done white chocolate. So
it's kind of like
this is bringing them together. Yeah.
Throwback to the Spider-Man popcorn.
Yeah, that was all marshmallow. That was great.
So yeah, I thought this was a very fitting movie. This is a good popcorn movie as well. Don't take it too seriously. You know,
yeah,
a little bit while watching it.
It's fun.
It's good.
It seems like the kind of movie where like, when it came out, that's the time you would just go to the movies more often than now.
Yeah,
right. Like
it almost felt like a snack. Like it wasn't a meal. It was just like a handful of marshmallow popcorn.
It would be fun, like with your friends. What are you doing this weekend? No, we're gonna go see the Money Pit. Seems pretty good. And this movie did very well. Apparently, it was not a Money Pit itself.
I mean, it seems like it was. They only filmed in, like, the house. Like, that was the only set for, like, the whole movie, right?
They had to destroy a set of stairs. The budget wasn't low, but they made, like, $36 million on it. Gross.
1986, Tom Hanks was...
a hot commod.
He's printed money.
Yeah. And Shelley Long, but you...
apparently was hot, too.
Don't know. Yeah, two big actors of their time.
Because I feel like there's like a half an hour of pre-house and then an hour post-house. This has a lot of trappings of 80s comedy that does not age well.
Right? Yeah.
The fat guy like jogging and having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Like, aha, the fat guy is trying to, you know,
be healthy.
Be healthy. Oh, wow, that's so funny. A lot of random. What is Tom Hanks? Is he like an accountant or a
He's
lawyer?
A lawyer. He's an entertainment lawyer.
Entertainment lawyer.
He does like that
he
rock
did
band.
The taxes. Do lawyers do your taxes?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I'm not trying to take it too seriously. One highlight was, I don't even know what this is trying to like lampoon. He's like an entertainment lawyer, like we said, and he's trying to get money for the house. And so he goes to this kid named Benny. He's like at like 12 or 13 and is like a child star.
It's just the joke is that he's acting like a grizzled adult.
He was a kid.
Yeah.
He's like smoking a pipe or like a cigarette or something.
Yeah. But yet his mom brings him a glass of milk.
He has this like bodyguard who like draws a gun on Tom Hanks like the second he raises his voice. Just like a lot of weird humor.
And then the weird like kicker joke to that is that he's like, I'm not giving you the money. Why should I give you the money? And Tom Hanks said, I won't like you anymore.
Man, you get a lot of mileage out of like that like high-pitched Tom Hanks like funny voice that he does sometimes.
Like you.
He does a lot of heavy lifting. But I will say, like, that first 30 minutes is probably the weakest. Like, once the house gets going, I was, like, really feeling more.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Some of the house stuff kind of got a little schlocky to me, so.
I guess that's kind of, like, when I saw this movie, I thought it was going to be all, like, just, like, slapstick comedy of the house, which is, like, mostly what it was.
Yeah.
But, so this movie is, like, about the house and then this relationship between Walter and Anna. And I thought the relationship side was, like, I don't know, the weakest.
Not
side.
Well written.
Yeah, not the strongest part of this movie. So you rely on, like,
the house humor.
To keep it going. And I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. Although maybe it's just me, because, like, it was funny, and watching all those house incidents happen, a part of me was like, oh, what if that happens to us?
Yeah. There's, like, that one scene where, like, the electrical wiring is, like, you could see the line of fire going across the wall of, like, everything burning out.
I think about that every day. I'm like, is
Our
that going to happen?
DIY electrical stuff. Who knows?
There's like, yeah, duct tape holding stuff together in there. I'm scared.
Yeah.
So this is a horror movie to me.
Yeah, it's some parts of it.
So the first thing that happens when they get there, Shelley Duvall sinks into that bed. It seems like there's nothing holding up the mattress. The door falls off the hinge. And Tom Hanks tries to go up the stairs after repairing them, and they literally collapse.
Yeah. Well, this is combined with probably my favorite gag of her with, like, the bell waiter elevator thing that she pulls up.
Oh, yeah.
And the raccoon just jumps on top of
her. A raccoon is out.
Biting her.
That was pretty
cool. That was, like, that chaotic mix was probably the height of house humor for me. Right?
Yeah. He's falling. She's being attacked by a raccoon.
It's good.
They never addressed that, you know?
No, she got three rabies shots that night. It was very unpleasant, but it didn't fit the tone of the movie. They had to cut some
of that. Of course.
So, of course, they have this garbage house. They got to hire people to fix it. And this is probably, like, the most uncomfortable part of the movie.
Oh, the
really
creepy.
Played off.
Well, like, I mean, it's a commentary on creepy
plumber
house
guy.
People.
Yeah, so they hire this carpenter. Well, it seems like this house is known in that area of being run down, and like no contractor wants to take this work, and so they're forced to go to like these creepy brothers who like sexually harass
the Shirk brothers,
Anna in this movie. Not great.
The good-looking wool is what he calls it.
Good-looking wool.
I've never heard that before.
So I mean, that kind of bothered me. You know, I kind of wish it's still, you know, like they still hire them even though he did this. So it's like
he had no options.
You have to have some pride here. You can't hire him anyway.
Well, it's a goofy movie anyway.
I know, it's a goofy movie from the 80s, so you got to give it a little leeway.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of just rubbed me the wrong way.
I did like every time these bad contractors left, they were shooting gravel back at Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Every time.
There's a couple of like
Reoccurring jokes
in this.
Yeah, I like that. I like that they referenced themselves a couple times.
Yeah.
One weird one was that he mentions Crip Suzette, like the ex-husband.
Oh, yeah.
And then earlier they were watching Julia Child and she was making Crip Suzette. I was like,
yeah,
what's that, like an inside joke or something?
Did you look up the origin of Krebs?
No, nothing. I don't know. Maybe ask the director. I don't know.
The other weird running joke is that whenever people see this house and it looks crappy, they're like, well, what are you testing missiles here? Is that a saying? Do people say that?
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that before.
Maybe just because the house looks like it's been hit by a missile.
Yeah, but like, it's just like, it's so weird that so many characters, and like, they were really proud of that joke. So plenty more, you know, chaos ensues, funny stuff with the contractors. But I guess I want to get into, what were your like overall feelings of like the movie as a whole?
The movie as a whole, I thought was funny and it was good. It was worth a watch. I feel like the characters were 0% fleshed out. Like,
yeah,
the things they chose to say and do did not make sense as like a human being, but to service watching those house conundrums, it was funny.
Yeah, it seems like there was a thought for a funny movie about someone who buys like a bad house and has to renovate it.
And then
the romance stuff was kind of like plastered on top.
Oh, plastered. Very nice.
And it's a shame because I feel like the best comedy movies need that balance of funny
heart.
Situations and the heart.
Yeah, I think this missed some of the heart. And they tried to just patch it up at the end.
Yeah, so they were just putting some spackle on it and hoping.
They didn't sand it down. Yeah.
Because there's the whole secondary plot is Anna kind of like, or Anne? Is it Anne or Anna?
Anna.
Anna. Falling back in love. Not really falling back in love, but like getting money from her ex-husband, which is weird. And then there's this whole conflict where like they think that they slept together, but she really didn't. And Tom Hanks and her have this argument. And I don't know. I think Tom Hanks is pretty right to be angry at her that with her ex-husband.
They didn't really set up any kind of reason we should feel bad for her at all.
Yeah. And it's a shame because like leading up to this, it almost felt like the house was the antagonistic force and they were like united against it.
Yeah.
And then at the end they start fighting and it's like, that's not why I was enjoying the movie up to this point. I like that they were always
together
and had each other's backs, even though they start bickering, like understandably, because the house is a stressful mess.
Yeah, and even, like, I watched the trailer for this movie. They made it almost seem like she was going to be like, oh my gosh, my husband bought this horrible house and now I have to live like this. But she wasn't like that at all.
Yeah,
she was into it.
They were pretty well united throughout the whole movie. And so, I guess, you know, and going through this ourselves, like, you see a little bit of that. Like, oh, you know, we bought this house. It's a lot of work, but we have each other.
We're usually
happy. So it almost was, like, sad at the end to see them, like,
they'd be fighting,
fall apart. And it's like, and even at the end, I feel like they're reconciliation wasn't like super earned. It felt a little like weird.
Yeah, it did feel really weird. And like there was a whole thing at the beginning where like they don't want to get married because she was married and it went wrong. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know, it just didn't feel sincere, their relationship. I know you're just gonna blame Shelley Long for this, but I don't know, I think maybe it was part of the writing.
No, yeah, I think I don't think the romance part of it was well put together.
Yeah, but the movie itself was good.
Yeah. What was your kind of popping moment, standout scene of the movie?
Oh, well, when the stairs fall, that's just so iconic. I can't stop thinking about that.
I almost want like to be on a ride of like a studio movie tour and like see that set of like the stairs falling and everything. That would be cool.
I had that thought when he was falling from all of the scaffolding.
Oh, yeah.
It was going down like a water slide, like one to one. And then
my popping moment is probably when the bathtub falls to the bottom floor. And he, like, has this, like, insane
laugh.
He's, like, just losing his mind. That was pretty good. I don't know. In my mind, in your mind, is Tom Hanks more of a comedy or a drama actor?
He's a comedy guy to me.
To me, he's more drama. I don't know why. Like, obviously, whatever, Toy Story. And so, like, in my mind, he's, like, a quote-unquote serious actor. So it was, like, it's kind of cool to see this early Tom Hanks comedy. Oh. Where, like, this is where people really
got to
foundation of getting to know him.
Well, I guess I've seen more early Tom Hanks than you then.
Yeah, I think I've seen.
Have you seen Big?
I don't think so, actually.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen Big.
Do you know what that's
about? Yeah. Like he wakes up in the adult. Yeah. He's like a kid right in Tom Hanks' body.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think of more posts like Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks.
Okay. Green Forrest Mile, Gump's Tom very Hanks. Serious, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Yeah, in my mind.
You got to watch The Green Mile. It's so good.
No, I've seen The Green Mile.
You said
that's
you had
the lawyer one, right?
Lawyer one?
Is The Green Mile Like, no. They were like a military court or something?
No.
Oh, that's A Few Good Men. I think I'm thinking of A Few Good Men. What is The Green Mile about?
You can't handle the truth. The Green Mile is, it's about a jail. And
is this new? Did this come out like...
No, this is old. This is,
What in the world?
You've never heard of The Green Mile? Is this a... I don't want to say... I don't want to sound dumb if I'm wrong, but why did you...
Green Book.
No.
The Green Book, not related to The Green Mile.
Not Green Book. Not related. Look up The Green Mile. Who's the director of it? Because I don't want to say it, because I think it's a Coen Brothers movie. I'm probably wrong. Oh. Who's that?
He did Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was the connection. Shawshank and The Green Mile. Tom Hanks is like a prison guard, and there's like a mystical myth. Oh, it's a Stephen King novel. That's why. They both are. Okay. So anyway, there's a guy in jail, and he's kind of magical, if that makes sense. He was accused of doing a crime he, spoilers, didn't do. So I don't know. The magic. I can't explain it. You just got to see it. It's right. So good.
I apparently need to see... I need to see The Green Mile. I need to see...
Green Book, the Green apparently. Book, apparently. Not The Green Book. Green.
And I need to see A Few Good Men.
And you need to see Trip Beverly Hills.
All of those movies are apparently the same to me. But overall, I think it was good for like a late 80s comedy. It's like a tight 90 minutes too. It was just... it was good.
Yeah. It was good.
There was a lot of little touches of... If you've done like home little renovation stuff, then I felt there were some nice touches. Like when he has the paint roller, he like keeps his hand under it to like make sure it doesn't like drip or anything. There's a lot of nice little touches.
When they throw the door open and it slams into the wet plaster, I like my full body cringed. I was like, that happens. I hate you spend so long like making that perfect and then just one knock into it messes it up.
And I think the highlight. We were criticizing their relationship, but like those little victories, like when they have the stairs and the water's running, like those little like happy
moments.
Yeah,
that's
they,
so real.
It feels very real.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, you forget, you appreciate the things that you didn't have until you, yeah.
So that's why it hurts that the really, I didn't like the whole thing because I really liked some small touches in this movie. It felt real and good.
Real and maybe a little PTSD for me.
Yeah. That's why we needed the break between podcasts. And
we needed a break. Because this is what we've been doing. The content.
It has been. But we're going to get back to it. We're going to start watching movies.
Yeah.
We're going to start recording podcasts.
Start eating popcorn.
Today we watched this movie. Yesterday we watched Dream Scenario.
That was a really
good
movie.
That's a podcast.
Maybe.
Let us know if you guys want to hear about that. That movie was pretty wild.
With Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Maybe we'll just do a dream. We'll project our dreams for that one. That'll be a dream.
Our dream house, maybe.
Huh?
A dream house.
Barbie dream house?
Money pit dream house. I don't know. There was a house thing I was going for.
Okay.
I lost it. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. I know it's been a long time.
Welcome back. Thank you for coming back.
We're back.
Dinosaurs.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for watching, and we'll see ya. In the next episode, that's definitely not going to be in 6 months.
Promise.
Only 5.5.